Zoil Services Limited, a subsidiary of Zoom Lion, says it has cultivated 12,783 hectares of teak, odum and other indigenous tree species in five regions to reforest Ghana's vegetation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the national coordinator George Usuafriye said the project is a private-public partnership program aimed also at job creation. The project, which is in its second year, is being undertaken with government collaboration.
Zoil has been contracted by the Ghana government to plant trees for the people of Ghana. And that is what we are doing in terms of afforestation. We have engaged people in five regions. In the districts, we are planting trees in forest reserves and in areas outside forest reserves on behalf of the Ghana government.
Which are these districts?
We are currently operating in five regions. And these regions are the Northern Region, the Upper West Region, Upper East Region, Branhafo, and then Volta Region, and then Western Region.
And can you tell us tentatively the acreage of land that you have cultivated and the species that you are planting and why those species in those particular regions?
We are in the second year of the program. During the first year, that's 2010, we were able to plant about 12,753.23 hectares of plantation. And mainly, we've been planting teak and Ghanaian indigenous trees like odum, wawa, and ofram.
Do you have any special reason why you always go into teak plantation? What are the advantages?
A major advantage with the teak, though it's an exotic tree, when you talk of exotic, it's a tree which is not indigenous to Ghana. That means it came from outside. We brought it from Burma some time ago. But it's quite fast growing. You find that it's a tree which even when fire goes through it, it will regenerate again. And it's very hard as compared, it can be compared with a local odum tree, which is very hard, used for many structural purposes, such as door frames for roofing our buildings, and things which require structurally heavy sort of wood.
You said earlier that government contracted you to go into tree planting. How much is involved in this exercise? Can you quantify the amount of money you are receiving in support?
It's quite heavy, because when you take afforestation, it's quite a capital intensive type of operation. If you want to maybe establish 1 hectare of forest, it won't cost you less than, let's say, about 2,000 Ghana cedis.
And how many men and women have you engaged on this plantation?
During the first year of the program, we were able to employ over 28,000 nationwide. That's covering all the 10 regions and the 170 political districts.
How long does it take for these trees to mature?
If you take the indigenous trees, then we are talking of something between 150, maybe 200 years, and even some of them above. But with the exotic trees that we have introduced, for instance, if you take teak, in Ghana here, it does well almost everywhere, and it will take between 15 and 25 years you can harvest.
The consultant for the program, Usua Bebrese, talked about the reason for the selection of the species and the intervention policies for participants.
In the first 3 years, we let them intensively crop the food crops. And within maybe 3 years, like we are talking about, when the canopy starts closing, those crops cannot do well. But there are some other interventions that we can introduce.
Are you saying you can introduce or you have introduced?
No, we just started the program and we are thinking of introducing some of these measures to enable the people to keep on the land for quite a time.
What else is unique about this? I was asking about employment generation that this exercise might have given the Zoil company. How many men and women have you engaged in some of these plantations?
In the whole of the 170 political districts, we engage 28,000. But Zoil is operating in 5 of the 10 regions: Upper East, Upper West, Branhafo, Volta, and Western Region. And out of these 5 regions, we are able to engage about 15,000 planters to plant.
Are they voluntarily paid or they are being paid?
What makes this program slightly different from the past interventions is that this is the first time the government is introducing PPP, public private partnership, where the government have engaged private contractors to plant the trees. Then again, the planters who are engaged are given allowances. It's paid labor. And what also makes this program different from the past one is that we are planting outside forest reserves on private lands where individual landowners have given out their land to be planted.
What is the guarantee that these individuals will not turn out to destroy or cut these trees for firewood if they find life difficult?
If you look at the areas outside forest reserves, the basic thing is that we want to document all these things, and the people will be made to sign a tenancy agreement. If you look at the whole venture, it's like a company which the government has established, and the landowner is using his part of the land as his share of the business, which means that at the end of the period when the tree is matured and it's being harvested, the landowner is entitled to a serious portion of whatever comes out of it. To me, it's a very laudable program which the government has embarked on, and it's up to all of us, including you even over here in GBC, to advertise it, sell it to stakeholders, especially our people in the communities who have land. There is a proverb that an idle land is a cost to a nation. If you release the land, let us plant the trees to replace what people are removing.
Uso Abebrese is consultant for Zoil Services, implementers of government afforestation program in the country.